Mexican officials are desperately trying to appease President Donald Trump over issues of immigration. That's because he is threatening to charge a tariff of up to 25% on all Mexican imports if officials from that country don't reduce the number of migrants who are reaching the U.S. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia has this view from south of the border.
The newest chapter of America's trade drama began a few days ago. Trump threatened to slap Mexico with heavy tariffs if it didn't stop the, quote, travesty on the border. His acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, then appeared on Fox News Sunday. And the host asked him whether the president meant what he tweeted. Mulvaney was quick to respond.
Chris, good morning, and thank you for starting with such an easy question. He's absolutely deadly serious.
Mulvaney says he expects the president will instate a 5% tariff beginning next Monday.
The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border. This is not the first time I'm on your program talking about what's happening on the Mexican-U.S. border. We've been talking about it for months. It's real. We had a group of 1,000 people, not in different times, one group of 1,000 people walk across the border just in the last couple of days.
While Mulvaney was speaking and President Trump was tweeting, the Mexican government sent five of their top-ranking officials to Washington. They were led in a press conference by Marta Bárcena, the country's ambassador to the United States.
Without Mexico's efforts, an additional 250,000 migrants could arrive at the U.S. border in 2019.
Bárcena says Mexico has received an unprecedented number of migrants this year and that their officials have deported more than 80,000 people in the past 6 months. At the same press conference, Economy Secretary Graciela Márquez Colín said tariffs would be costly on both sides.
Imposing tariffs would be very damaging, not for Mexico, but for the supply chains that every day produce goods in Mexico and in the United States.
A 5% tariff would mean American consumers would have to pay an additional $17 billion on Mexican goods. So importers in Nogales, you guessed it, they're not very happy about this. Guillermo Valencia is the president of Valencia International, a customs brokerage firm based in Nogales, Arizona. He says the mere threat of tariffs is a problem.
I have 22 million packages of grapes that are going to be coming in from Sonora in this season, and they want to know how much duty they're going to be paying and how to pay it. And I don't have details.
Valencia and other importers have only recently gotten used to the new rules outlined in the preliminary agreed upon U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. So he says that Trump wanting to renegotiate trade along with immigration is confusing.
One thing's an immigration issue and one thing's a commercial trade. Why should the people that are dealing with international traffic, people on the border, bear the burden for failed immigration policies?
Importers like Valencia say they're relying on their congressional delegation to prevent the tariffs, though it's still unclear whether Congress can stop the president. Phoenix Congressman Greg Stanton is a Democrat who has long advocated for trade with Mexico.
And that needs to happen on a bipartisan basis. So I'm going to consistently use my voice to make it clear that this is bad national policy, but particularly bad policy for a border state like Arizona.
An independent study from the Mexico Institute at the Washington-based think tank Wilson Center says 90,000 jobs in Arizona depend on trade with Mexico. And according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the potential tariffs could threaten at least $450 million worth of state imports. But the future of that trade, at least as negotiations are ongoing this week, is in jeopardy because of migration coming from other countries to the U.S. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.